And joining us on Perspectives today is Diane Muldrow. Diane is an editorial director at Golden Books, Random House. She's also the editor of the famous Little Golden Books. I'm sure you all remember those. She has worked in publishing for over 25 years, editing mass market, licensed, and trade picture books for young children. She's also an author of books for kids of all ages, including middle age grade series, Dish, and the picture book, We Planted a Tree, illustrated by Bob Stake. Diane edited Golden Legacy, How Golden Books Won Children's Hearts, Changed Publishing Forever, and Became an American Icon Along the Way by noted literary historian Leonard Marcus at Random House. And so we are very honored to have with us this morning Diana Muldrow. Diana, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me back.
And I talked a lot about your background, but darn me, I forgot to read the title of the book, and it's Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book. And those are almost two titles that are, you know, synonymous. They go together, Disney and Little Golden Books. What child did not have this? This was part of our childhood. I guess our childhood, because I don't know about the millennials and their children, because, there's so much smartphones and being on computers and everything else that they miss out on these little things.
Oh, I don't think they're missing out. We sell tons of Disney Little Golden Books up, even today. And we've had a relationship with Disney actually even before the Little Golden Books came out in 1942. We already had a relationship with Disney. And that continues to this day. And we publish many new Disney titles every year, including, all the movie tie-ins and also the TV shows also have Little Golden Books, and we also are doing Star Wars now. So we have 6 brand new Star Wars books out for Little Golden Books. So, yeah, the relationship with Disney is as vibrant as ever, and we're selling a lot of books.
And what I had a question about, Diane, is what about, because of social media, a lot of our young people are not reading. Perhaps they'll grab something on social media, but that's just about it. Are any of these books available as ebooks for the busy parents?
Yes, the Little Golden Books are also available as ebooks. Although we still sell, many, many more actual books as opposed to the ebooks. The print books still outnumber the ebooks by far. Remember, Little Golden Books are aimed at 2 to 5 year olds, so they're not really on social media yet, and they're still at that age where they're being read to. And the ebooks can come in handy on an airplane or something like that. But most parents are still buying the print books for Little Golden Books.
And there's something about holding that book in your hands. It's just a special. And if you see teeth marks at the end of that binding, it's just because, these children carry these books with them everywhere, and it becomes almost like Linus's blanket.
Exactly. And I think a nice thing, too, about the Little Golden Books is they were really the first ones to have that little nameplate on the inside front cover where it says this Little Golden Book belongs to. And so Little Golden Books came out in 1942, and they were designed to be affordable and to be sturdy. And that's why they're still so popular even to this day.
Diane, well, first of all, let me tell our audience again, we're visiting with Diane Muldrow, and she is the author of the book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book. Well, you mentioned the story the last time we talked about your mother and your introduction to Little Golden Books and stories. Would you mind sharing that?
Well, our family had lots of Little Golden Books. We bought them at the supermarket, like so many people did. And my mom was a stay-at-home homemaker. I always like to say she was an overachieving homemaker. she loved being a housewife, and is still very good at it. She loved to wallpaper, and she loved to refinish antiques. Not to mention, every night we had a home cooked meal from scratch. So she really loved being at home and was always bustling about. And I think I just used to love when she would read to me, because I could get her to sit down and be still, And so my older brother was at school, and my little brother was just a baby. And, there was no such thing as preschool, or daycare. I mean, we were home if we weren't in school. So I had my mother all to myself kind of during the day, when the baby was asleep. And I used to like to almost trick her to read to me, because she knew that that's all I really wanted was to be read to. That's all I really needed to be happy, she has always told me. And so that was probably one of the reasons I loved it, was because she would sit and, you know, cuddle me and we would read. So there's no substitute for that in a child's life.
We are visiting with Diane Muldrow. She is the author of the book, Everything I Need to Know I Learned from Disney Little Golden Book. And one of the things that, as you mentioned, the fact that your mom would read to you, and I saw in your background also that you've done some voice acting. So that adds a lot. And I don't know if your mom did that or not, but I know that with my kids, they would want a story, but they would want daddy to sound like the characters or make up that voice because they heard your voice all the time.
Right. It's funny, you know, I grew up to have this job, and when I look at some of these older Little Golden books that I owned, that we owned, I can hear my mother reading them to me still. You know, she was a good reader, a read alouder. And I can still hear the cadence and the way she would say things, and she really enjoyed that, you know, and it and I remember that, and I'm over 50 years old, and I still remember how those words sounded. When I reissue a book sometimes that hasn't been in print in a while, I have to retype it, and as I retype it, I can hear her reading it to me. So that's a pretty neat memory.
Yeah, that's amazing that we can do that. I'm over 52, but there are a lot of things I don't remember. But anyway, I was going to ask, because our listeners are probably wondering, okay, why did she choose a Little Golden Book, and how can you learn from these, as far as whether it be Disney, you've done the Christmas, you've done the Valentine's. So why don't you kind of take us on a little guided tour of this Golden Book that we're talking about?
Well, I wrote these for baby boomers, so the Everything I Need to Know series, and there are four now in the series. You know, baby boomers grew up with Little Golden Books. They were first launched in 1942, and so that's a whole generation that grew up with them that's, you know, my age or older. And I thought it would be fun because there are so many wonderful little lessons in these books. And they're not heavy-hitting morality tales. The charm of Little Golden Books is that they're just wonderful, really wonderful stories. But you always come away with a little lesson that you've just sort of happened to learn without it being hit over the head with it. And a lot of, these books just have so much joy in them, and the artwork is so beautiful. The
yes.
artwork in the Little Golden Books, especially from the 40s and the 50s, those illustrators are some of the finest illustrators of the 20th century, and they came from all over the world to live in America. They were a lot of, you know, really wonderful immigrant stories and behind these illustrators, or they worked at Disney, or they worked at the Walter Lantz Studio. So they had these interesting backgrounds. They first started out as fine artists, and then they became animators and illustrators. They ended up doing covers for The New Yorker, that sort of artwork, but they were also doing Little Golden Books, too. So the artwork is just mesmerizing to look at, so beautiful. And you can't help but not feel a lot of joy when you read a Little Golden Book, because there's just so much happiness in those pages. I thought, wouldn't it be great to take these Little Golden Books and turn them into sort of fun life guides for the adults that grew up with them? And so that's what I did. You know, these are not... I wrote them as gift books, but also just sort of gentle life guides with a sense of humor. And people have really responded to them. I think they love looking at that wonderful artwork again that maybe they haven't looked at in 10, 20 years, 30 years. And the little life lessons are just fun. They say things like, you know, remember to take a stroll, you know, take a mental health day now and then, you know, just fun little lessons like that. The Disney one is the most recent. And, you know, the books are such a hit that we knew the Disney one would be perfect for the series. You know, the Disney movies are also inspirational.
Yes.
And so I actually, after I wrote the first book, which is called Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Little Golden Book, it occurred to me, wouldn't it be great to do a Disney one, because those Disney movies have so much hope and inspiration in them, and that would be great for a life guide. So the Disney book has... You know, I wanted to get all the movies in, or just at least all the major movies, you know. So there's every movie, at least one picture from each Little Golden Book movie retelling from some of the Disney shorts of the 1940s that you may not remember, but were were out then, to Lady and the Tramp, to 101 Dalmatians, up through today's movies, including Frozen. So there's wonderful lessons in those movies, and we've all bonded and had our heart warmed by those movies. So it was a perfect fit, you know?
We're visiting with Diane Muldrow. Diane is the author of the book Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book. And, you know, you were talking about these being gentle little life reminders or guiders. I think perhaps that we should buy a copy of these for each one of our presidential candidates. And they should probably read those once in a while just to take it easy because, as you mentioned, we take life very seriously. Sometimes we just skip through the happy moments. And I like the one that, I don't know what page it is, but it's about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and it's when the Queen Witch is looking in the mirror. And in this era of selfies, I think it's very important when you're saying, maybe you're not too thrilled with what the mirror's been telling you lately. So I like that, and I think it's a constant reminder that perhaps what's on the outside is possibly in the inside. And the next page here says, because you're lonely, well, you need to go out and have friends. And this, I'm not sure if it varies city to city, but I've heard that El Paso is one of the friendliest cities in America. And there are some of the big cities where some people, they're not rude, but they're just, you know, on their way to work, they're busy, and they've been taught not to talk to strangers, not to look at people, something like that. I don't know. That's what I get from reading this book.
Well, you know, in all the Disney movies, friendship is very important. You know, there's always a strong friendship in those movies. Think of Monsters, Inc., you know, think
yes.
of the two monster buddies. And think of Toy Story, you know, Woody and Buzz. And there's always a great friendship. And I think, you know, as adults, we sometimes put our friendships behind us in order to concentrate on our jobs and our families. But friendships, you know, should never be less important. You know, we always need our friends and the people who knew us when. The point of the Disney book really is that magic is still around us, even though we're grown up, and it's up to us to make our own magic. And the good news is that a fairy godmother is optional. And so you can make magic yourself in your life. And part of that is by having friendships. Friendships add a great deal to our lives, to our mental health, to our emotional health. The Disney Little Golden Book, the Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book, is really just about, even though we're grown up, it doesn't mean we can't still have hopes and dreams and magic in our life.
We didn't plan this, but coincidentally, we are taping this show on 9/11/2015. And of course, this is a day when a lot of people have remembrances, memories of loved ones. And this book, you know, it will allow you also to shed a tear because that's okay. You're remembering good things, you know, everything that happened in your life. And I'm sure that everybody has a little bit of a memory of a golden book in their life. Diane, as we're wrapping up, is there a website that they can go to perhaps look at some of these other books or find out a little bit more about you and this golden book?
Well, I have a website. It's very easy. It's dianemuldrow.com. And then you can buy the books online through lots of online retailers. Randomhouse.com sells them. So does Amazon.com. So does BarnesandNoble.com. They're in it seems like they're all over the place in gift stores and Target. Even FedEx Kinko's will carry them during the holidays.
Wow.
They're really everywhere. And they're $9.99, so they make a great gift. And I've been signing a lot of books in the last year and a half, and it really warms my heart to see that people are buying these for their siblings and their children, you know, people who they grew up reading little golden books with and now who they're reading them to. So it's a great gift for a girlfriend, too, or a friend, just a good friend.
One of our producers says she went out and bought a copy for each one of her sisters. So,
Oh, yeah. I see that a lot. So,
all right. Well, Diane, thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Diane Muldrow. Diane is the author of Everything I Need to Know I Learned from a Disney Little Golden Book. And if you want to find out more about Diane, you can go to dianemuldrow.com, and she has everything that you need to know there about Little Golden Books.
Thank you, Louie. It was great to be back with you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.